Today at DaySpring, we get to witness a very special and a very rare event, a 50th wedding anniversary. It's a marriage renewal ceremony. Daniel's going to minister a little music to us while the candle lighters light candles. Not yet, Mark. Okay, Norma is our wedding coordinator, and she is coordinating a flower girl and some candle lighters. All right, bring them on. Just come ahead, Norma. There you go. That's how it's done. There you go. Excellent. Excellent job. Okay, Mark, would you come up and join me at this time? Oh. Could come right to about right here. Pastor Skip did something incomplete. Turn around. Okay, Mark, you can come join me right up here. Procession, please. Just think you're in a giant cathedral, and it's hundreds of yards deep. It's your day. Job, boys. Who gives this woman to be reaffirmed to this man?
Her church family.
Mark and Anita, you have been married for 50 years. You have learned much. You have loved much. God has blessed you with a family who loves you and respects you. You are cared for within a community of friends, family, and Christian believers as one flesh. Over the years, you've learned the meaning of the words, and the two shall become one. You have joined together, yet your individual identities have not been lost. Because in becoming one, you also have become more fully yourselves. Love is like that. It brings to fullness and maturity all that is good. It grants people space to become what God wants them to be. It respects what the Spirit has created and the gifts that the Spirit gives to each one individually for the common good. It creates wonderful distinction even as it brings unity of heart, mind, and soul. You, after all, are defining the Dugan Nation. So you are two, yet you are one. Your hearts and minds are more deeply joined now than you could have imagined 50 years ago. Right? You know one another as friends, as lovers, as parents, as fellow workers. You can probably finish each other's sentences and anticipate just what it is the other wants or needs. The flesh of your flesh testifies to your union, to your oneness is the Spirit, speaking of how you are both now one. It's a privilege to be with you today, to see that there continues between you a passion for one another, a passion perhaps moderated by the comfort of many years together, but a passion nonetheless for that comfort. And indeed, perhaps greater because of it. It is good to witness, as I have gotten to know you, the care and the respect and the concern that you have for one another. And for those whom God has gifted you with as a couple. Your family, your friends, your faith community. As you prepare to renew your vows, I urge you to recall those things that have made your relationship succeed. The self-giving, the patience, the making of space, the forgiveness, the encouragement, the prayer, the telling of truth in love, and the willingness to accept and trust one another and to give thanks to God for how He has blessed you. Indeed, bless God at all times with your thankfulness and your prayers, and your future will be even more blessed than your past. You two are known for your generosity, a real sign of God's blessing upon your lives. So I pray you continue to trust the Lord in this way. Mark and Anita, 50 years ago, you made vows to one another. Are you ready today to repeat those promises and live together under the direct leadership of God and His Word? Are you? Yeah. All right. So, Mark, I would like you to face Anita and take the microphone. And you're going to repeat after me, but look at her, not me.
Oh, okay. I'll do that.
I, Mark. Reaffirm my choice of you, Anita.
I reaffirm my choice of you, Anita.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forth.
For better or worse.
For better or worse.
Good times or bad.
Good times or bad.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
To pray with and to serve God with.
To pray with and to serve God with.
For as long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
And now, Mark, if you give Anita the microphone, I know you don't like that thing, but it's okay. Would you look at Mark and say, I, Anita, reaffirm my choice of you, Mark.
I, Anita, reaffirm my choice of you, Mark.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better or worse.
For better or worse.
Good times or bad.
Good times and bad.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
To pray with and to serve God with.
To pray with and to serve God with.
For as long as we both shall live.
For as long as we both shall live.
Good job. Now, you're probably already wearing your rings, aren't you? No, you don't have to take them off.
Oh, I don't think he can get his
off. He can get his off anyway. It's all right. Hold up your ring finger. There you go. Mark, hold up your ring finger. There you go. The rings are an important thing in that they symbolize I'm married. Yes. I'm off the market. I'm committed to this one. Okay, now if you join hands again. Looking at Anita. I, Mark. With this ring.
With this ring.
Again proclaim our marriage vows.
Again proclaim our marriage vows.
In the presence of these witnesses.
In the presence of these witnesses.
And before God.
And before God.
I seal again these promises.
I seal again these promises.
I love you.
I love you.
I love being your husband.
I love being your husband.
And I will always be faithful to you.
I will always be faithful to you.
In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
Good job. Anita, would you take the mic? But don't let go of Mark. I, Anita. With this ring.
With this ring.
Also seal our vows.
Also seal our vows.
In the presence of these witnesses.
In the presence of these witnesses.
And before God.
And before God.
I love you.
I love you.
I love being your wife.
I love being your wife.
And I will always be faithful to you.
And I'll always be faithful to you.
In the name of my Lord
Jesus
Christ.
In the name of my Lord Jesus Christ.
And now Mark and Anita are going to light a unity candle and play a special song selected by Anita. Unity candle. Would you come over here, please? And face the congregation. There you go. As a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I am pleased to announce that you are still husband and wife. Mark, You can kiss the girl. Let's pray for this couple, can we? Lord Jesus, we celebrate with you today this wonder and sacrament of marriage. Thank you for it. Thank you for leading Mark and Anita to each other and for being with them in everything their marriage is, just as you are with us in everything that our lives are with you. We pray you will bless them and keep them and continue to lead them in the way they should go. We pray especially for your protection over this marriage, keeping it strong, keeping it an example for all of us of your great love. Amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Mark Dugan. And the recessional. They are going to recede themselves to the fellowship hall and ask you to join them there. Yeah, they're down the middle. All rise. What a great morning it is to be alive and to be God's people. Amen. You are dismissed to fellowship with the Dugans.